it's not good. So
he has to do it until it's the time over.
That's right, if it's not good, he has to do it until it's over again. He can mash it in the V's, but now it's a Mishnah Yodai. Nevi's Nathan Yodayim Neachov Vafir Mishnai. One Revi's is enough to be poured on two people. As long as at the very outset he had a Revi's. If we say the cup was filled up with half a Revi's, then one is Nathan Yodayim. So it's not good. Because the Tilsa Dayim is like Tvila the Mikveh. I mean, the Rabbah, in other words. And the minimum of the Mikveh is a Revi's. Because Tvila Skeleng, the Raise, can take place in the Mikveh of Revi's. Tvila Smachten, of course, it has to be capable of being immersed in the water. But suppose you have a small Mikveh miniature, just a Revi's. Just a Revi's. And you will immerse, let's say, needles that became tummy. So Midrash is a good feeling. So because of that, the Chachom Lamisakim, the Taras Yodayim, has to be done with the Revi's. But that doesn't mean that each person who is Neitel Yodov has to be subjected to a pouring of a Revi's. As long as the Kele, at the very outset, had the Shir Tare, and the Revi's is considered the minimum Shir Tare, V'horaye, Midraise, a mikveh of Revi's can be Mitaya Kelim like Machtim Bitsinarius, so here it's also kosher. So, how can you have an Abai? For Dam Revi's, they can be Dayim Leach, Vafu Rishnayim, Nalas Virash. Die Komasche betrimme Wies bei einem Zeugen, die Cholchat Pau die Schule. Mir Wies klima, als gewiss mal mein, dafür die Schnei. Kiden die Mikore, habe ich Schule. Die Kehle hat die Schule, Tare, oder Wies. Die Kose mich Schule, Tare. Auch im Fall ist doch ein Bosser. Der hat die Komasche, Chode, Chode, Jode. Suppose he pours first from the cup on one hand, and then either he takes the other hand and pours on his hand, or another person, he pours on one hand first and on the other hand second, not the basachas. So that's the baye. That's also the pashut that it's toya. But na na neitu yodi achas bin tile, the achas bishtife yod of teire. It's not. Chachomim lo misakein. The Shleimer Bizdine were Misake. First they are Misake that Kadesh requires Nitzilas Yodayim. Because Yodayim Shmiyas Litum. So that Yodayim, Stam Yodayim, because Yodayim Mashmoniyasei, they like to, you know, to touch various things. So it's very likely that a person touched something that is not clean. So Mimele the Chachomim declared that Stam Yodayim are Shem Litum. I mean, Midraisa there couldn't be such a thing, that Yodayim should be Tomei, and the person in Toto is not Tomei. Midraisa, either the person in Toto is Tomei, so is Yodayim not Tomei, his feet are Tomei, his face is Tomei, everything. Or if he's not Tomei, so nothing is Tomei. But on the Rabbanon level, there is such a thing, that Yodayim not Tomei. The goof a person is not tummy. If a person touched the mess, of course, the whole goof is tummy. But there are certain things that Midrabonon are only tummy Yodayim. For example, if somebody touched Kisvei HaKedesh, so the Chachomim or Misake, the Yodayim are tummy, but the goof is not tummy. So, Stam Yodayim are Shnius Litu. Even though he kept them clean and he didn't touch anything, but he knows Stam Yodayim Ashmiyas Litum. In order to, if it's Shemili Tume, some male that Shlomo Bizdine or Misake, that one cannot eat Kedesh. Nadav Kepas Kedesh. Anything Kedesh. Boso Kedesh. Anything. Anything. Or let's say, Peres Kedesh. Unless he washes his hands first. If he doesn't wash his hands, some male seems the Yodayim, the unwashed hands are shamed to me.
How could
one second, please?
Peres Kodesh.
Please. Like Menaches. Der zweit, noches.
Jetzt pass.
What do you mean? Noches is pass, right. Not after pass. I mean, saying pass is something that is baked, right. But I mean, something that is Kedish. Peyreis, chitim, I mean, so is chitim that is a mincha, so that's Kedish. So anything that is Kedish, so you die in a shnius l'tumah l'gabi Kedish. If a person didn't wash his hands and then his hands will touch Kedish, so the Kedish will become a shlishi. By Kedish we have even a revi, and then the Ogeze, at first the Ogeze only the daim shnius l'tumah, but then the Ogeze l'tumah also. In other words, if unwashed hands will touch Peiris Truma, pass or not pass, so then it will become a shlishi. And in Truma you have a shlishi. You have a shlishi. You don't have a revi. In Kedesh you have a revi. But in Chum you don't even have a shlishi. In Chum, so the most you can go is a shame. In other words, if an eichel touches a sharet, a dead sharet, so then the eichel becomes a rishi. Then that eichel comes in contact with another eichel, so that becomes a shame. Then that other eichel, the sheni, will touch another eichel. The other eichel will not become tame. But if the sheni will touch peiris truma, so then the truma will become a shlishi. But then if that shlishi truma will touch another peiris truma, it will not become a revi, because the most you can go in truma is shlishi. In kedesh you can. The most you can go is revi. In chum, the most you can go is shem. So the chachomim were misakein, first the kedesh, shleimo bizdinei, and then they were meisim, and misakein that yadayim shniyis litruma also. Not after pas, because in truma you have a shlishi too. So mele, if unwashed hands are shem litume, so if unwashed hands suppose a Kayan has to eat peiris truma. He has to eat peiris truma. Not pas, but peiris. Peiris truma, let's say, it's just chitin or oranges of truma. I mean anything, any peiris truma. He has to wash his hands, because if he will not wash his hands, he'll touch it. So then to become a shlishi. A shlishi is dummy. A Kayan is not allowed to eat truma mayo, so it has to be burnt. It has to be burnt. So ligabi truma, so mitzvah shadayim is required not only if the kohen wants to eat pasta, even if the kohen wants to eat peiris truma, anything that is truma, he has to wash his hands, because if he doesn't wash his hands, so his hands are shenritum, he touches it, so then the peiris truma become shlishi. He's not allowed to eat truma tmeo. But if he washes, so that takes off the shniyalitum. Then he is able to handle the peiris truma, because it's doyer. It's doyer. Then the chachomim were misake ligabi chum also, that is required to tell you. But ligabi chum, only if you eat pas you have to be neitles yotam. But if you eat peiris, you don't have to. To be in the country, hanei to yodof the perish chum arizim gase olach. Gase olach. It's gase olach. It's yure, it's gaive. Because chachomim moron misakim mitira sedayim ligabi pas. And not ligabi peris. Now, why won't the misakim ligabi peris? Why won't the misakim ligabi peris? After all, if you die mashniyis, so the Hashem Ritumah, what difference will it make? Whether he eats pas or he eats peres. The answer is, if he eats peres, so what kind of a problem is there? In Truma, where there is a shlishi, since the Adayim, unwashed hands, Hashem Ritumah, if he's not going to wash his hands before he touches the peres of Truma, so then the peres of Truma will become a shlishi, so it's Tomei. Some male is not allowed to eat trumat mayo. But by whom? Even if the hands are not washed. So what problem is there? There's no problem. So his hands are shenri to me. They'll touch. They'll touch a maichel. So what will happen to the maichel? to become Mishlish in order. Michael Chum cannot become Mishlish. Cannot become Mishlish. So in Mele, there is no problem. There is no problem. So that's why the Chachomim were not gazing. Ligabe Yachilas Peres Bechum. So I need to yod of the Peres of Chum Aris and Kasova. So then you ask, so Kasi shouldn't have to wash his hands either. Because what problem is there?
Right.
He'll touch the bread. So what? The bread Shlishi. Cannot become Shlishi. Some meal, what kind of a problem is there? So, most Rishonim say that even though there won't be any real problem, but Mishum Srach Trumo, the Chachomim were gazing and Nisar to eat the Loyetis Yadayim Mitzatum. Even though there will not be a Nisar of Tumet per se, because the bread, even if it's touched by hands that are Sheinu Tume, will not become Mishlishi. Become Mishlishi. But Mishum Srach Trumos Rechachomim Mor Gezer, a Nisar of Tume by Chumos, but only in Ligabi Pas, not Ligabi Peres. Why shouldn't we be Gezer and Ligabi Peres? Also Mishum Srach Trumos. The answer is, so Sheinu say, because Pas is something that every person needs. Loya Pas Livadi Yichi Odom indicates that every person needs Pas, but Pas by itself is not enough. Yes, he needs other things also. But Pas is an essential part of everybody's life. I mean, who can avoid eating Pas? Who can avoid eating Pas? Mashenkin Peres? Peres is like a luxury. Some mele, ligabe achilas pas, even though there isn't any tume in pas either, because there is no shlishi in chum, but mishum schach tumo, the chachomim asert, and nisar of tume, ligabe chum, without it as a dying, as if they had been tumo. Even though, all of them is, there is no tume. But ligabe peire, since it's not something that everybody eats every day, the Chachomim were not gizah, but the Gabi Trumo, there is a Nisar of Trumo, to eat Peres Trumo, without Nitrasidayim, because if you didn't wash your hands, so it's a Shemuri Trumo, you touch the Trumo, the Peres Trumo, so it becomes a Shlishi. How are you allowed to eat it? Now, the Rambam mentions, let's see the Rambam, in two places, discusses Nitrasidayim in two places, in Oves HaTumes and in Hilchas Brachas. So in Oves HaTumes he discusses Nitilas Yadayim Ligabi Kedesh and Nitilas Yadayim Ligabi Trumo, but Chumli doesn't mention word about it. Perik Ches Milchas Oves HaTumes Halocha Ches Shleina HaMelech Ubezdinei Gozru על כל הידיים שיהיו שניאס ואף על פי של יודע בוודאי שניתניו מפני שהידיים מסכוניאס ולגוזר שלמי על ידיים תומו אלו לקדש והכר גוזר חכומים שאחוב אף לתרומו ולפי חוך צורך נטילס ידיים לתרומו ונוגע בתרומו קדם שייתו יודו פסולו ונשריפו על תומו זו ונשרפת על תומו זו because it becomes a shlishi. So Mele, the Rambam mentions, there is a yisar to eat b'loy nitil sedayim ligabi kedesh, ligabi trumo, whether you eat pas or you eat peres. Or you eat anything. You eat anything that is kedesh or trumo. But gabi chumli doesn't mention. So then the Ravid is masik. Omer Avrom, v'hakein gozru al achil aschum shetzorich nitil sedayim. But the Rambam in Oves HaTumes, where he discusses the Yisar of eating below Nitras Yadayim, Mitzatume, he only mentions an Yisar of eating below Nitras Yadayim, Kedesh, and Trumo. And you understand why? Because by Kedesh there is a Revi, by Trumo there is no Revi, but there is a Shlishi. So if you eat something of Trumo without washing his hands, and his hands touch the Peres Trumo, so the Peres Trumo becomes Shlishi, so it's Tomei. How is he allowed to eat it? It has to be burned. But by whom? So what if his hands are not washed? The whom, even the past, doesn't become Tomei. But the Chachomim Asher, so it's a different Issa. It's not an Issa of Tumah. He doesn't bench it. Then that's an Aloha Ches. Then Aloha Tes, he says, Lot Odom Yodov Bimapo Ve'eichel Tchumo Beloi Nitilas Yodai Ve'imchel Shishin Shemo Yiga Avo Lo Ya'asekin Bechum Shemasu Altaras HaKedesh Oy Altaras Tchumo Zeiro Shemo Yiga Lifi Sheinim Makbid Alehim. That's a Gemara Chum. That Keanim's resume. So Mele Keanim, even though they are not allowed to eat Beloi Nitilas Yodai any pairs of tum or pairs or pass, because they don't wash their hands, so they die mashnias. Then they touch the tumoy, becomes a shlishi. They're not allowed to eat tumot mayo, but a kayan is allowed to put on gloves on his hands and then take the pairs tum or the pass tum and eat it. Then he doesn't become tummy. Become tummy because the glove intervenes, is interposed between the hand. The Yodayim are Shnias L'Tumah, but the gloves are not Shnias L'Tumah, the gloves. So Memele, if he takes him up, the glove, or you wrap your hand in the napkin, you know, and you don't touch the Peres Tumah, the Pas Tumah, with your hands, but with the napkin, you're allowed to do it. But then you should be easy. If you put on a glove or you wrap yourself a napkin, especially a napkin, you might, the napkin might fall off, or the glove might fall off, and then your fingers will touch the tumor. So Kianim's reason, we don't have to be chashish. They are very careful with him. But suppose a Jew is zoyer in eating chum al taras hakidish, al taras tum al pedin, one is allowed to eat tumot chum tmei. He's allowed. Today there is no such thing as chum tmei, because we are all tmei emesim. So every echad, it's impossible to be zoyer in eating chum mitar. We don't have a fapor, so that's an impossibility. But Bisman Chazal, Bisman Abayis, and the Rosh Hashanah says, even after the chum, they still had a fapor, so it was possible to eat chum mitar, not in chutz lares, because chutz lares, so the gush and the aver is mitame, so it was impossible to be eating chum bitar and chutz lares, but in Eretz Yisrael, if there was such a possibility, bizman hanoi, and even according to the Rosh, bizman hamoroi, to eat in Eretz Yisrael chum bitar, so suppose somebody is zoyer and eating chum bitar, so then he's not allowed to eat chum without washing his hands first, unless even if he puts on gloves, because by Trumo that is eaten only by Keanim, and Keanim is in fine, but somebody Israel is not a Keanim and is not accustomed to be very careful, you know, in making something Tomei. Keanim is accustomed, he has experience, he has Shimush, but Israel does not have Shimush. So Mele, one who is Zoris to eat, who is Makti to eat, Chum Bitaro, so he's not allowed to eat without washing his hands first, Chum, even if he puts on gloves. That's the aloche in the Rambam, it's Gemore, in Chum, Daf Kuf Zayin, but it's aloche in Rambam, per Ches Mechus Vatum, it's aloche tes. Lot Odom Yodov Bimapo, Ve'echel Tumo Belini Tlas Yodayim. Then Cheshishin Shema Yiga. אבל יעסקים בחום שנעשו על תרס הקדש או על תרס תרומו בזהירו שמייג יגע לפי שנמק לדלי is not so so but the Rambam doesn't mention in word in the Chavis Atumis about until Sedai Mechim the Rambam is massive why doesn't he mention however the Rambam does mention the Halokhe of Nitzel Sedai Mechim Pashal Chum Milchaz Brochus not in Obes Atomis. The Rambam says in Perek Vov Milchaz Brochus Halacha Aleph Kol Eichel HaPas Shel Vorchin Olav HaMeitzi Tzorich Nitilas Yodayim Tchilo Visof. ואף על פי שהיא פסחו, ואף על פי שהיא יודף מלוכלוכת, ונדע להן תומו, לא יחל עד שייתה לשתי ירפים. וכן כל דבר שטיבו לדומשקים צורך מתירס ידיים תחיל. So, he mentions that it's a mitzvah. One cannot eat pas shalchum unless he washes his hands. But he doesn't mention it in Noves HaTumis. Why not? Because in Noves HaTumis, the Rambam mentions only surim that are based upon tum. So the Gabi Kedesh and Truma, where there is a shlishi in Kedesh, there is a revi, some may leave one will eat Truma without washing his hands. The Odayim, the unwashed hands, are sheni. They touch, the Truma becomes a shlishi, he's not allowed to eat Truma Tmeo. But Chul, there is no Yisa. First of all, there is no Yisa to eat Chum Tmeo. And then it's not even Chum Tmeo. It's not even it's Chum Tmeo Machmas Tumas Mes, but not Machmas Tumas Yodayim, because Yodayim are only shenely Tumas. Are only shenely to me. If he touches them without washing his hands first, it cannot become a shlishi. But there is a special takone. It's a mitzvah to, before you eat pas, you have to wash your hands. And you see, you say bracha. You don't make bracha and yias and so. Did you ever see such a thing that a person buys kosher meat? So, then he opens up the package of the kosher meat. So you say, Bracha, Asher Rishon Tzusa V'Tzivonu Lechel Kosher. It's no mitzvah to eat kosher. It's a mitzvah to eat treif, but there is no mitzvah to eat kosher. Bracha, Birkas HaMitzvah, was nisken by Chalzal Amikim HaMitzvah. But when you refrain from serving, you don't make a bracha. You don't make a bracha. You make a bracha when you are tevil kelim, because tevil kelim is a mitzvah. But when you are magal kelim, you don't make a bracha. How come? How come? I think there is a chuvas harashba on that. The answer is, because tevil kelim is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. Kol dovar asher yisrael asher. The posikim, I don't remember Lashon HaPosikim. In Matis, Mashein Kein, Mashein Kein. All right, the Rambam Shiti is the Tzvah Skelim is on the Rabbonin, it's an Asmachte, but other Rishonim say it's the Reise, the Matras, by the Schuchas is in the Rabbonin. But Matras or Schuchas, there is a mitzvah of Tzvah Skelim, so there is a bracha. Hagolah Skelim is not a mitzvah. Now, why do you have to be Magal Kelim? Because what Kelim do you have to be Magal? Kelim that were Belei Aisa, because there is a loch of Tam Kika. If you're not going to be Magal and you cook something heter, in that kele, so the bliyas isa, the minute particles of isa that were buyua in the difna kli will be niflat and they'll be absorbed by the kosher eichel. Some male tam kika, and even if it's after misles, but chatchilen isn't tam with tam zosa. Some male you have to be magal the kele. So it's only a device, a means not to be very sorry. It's a means not to be very sure, but there is no mitzvah of Agolas Kelim. You don't make a bracha, but on the Tel Sidayim you say bracha as Hashem Tzuris of Yitzvon on the Tel Sidayim. So that means there is a Kima mitzvah. So the Shittas Rambam is clear. Chavel says it in his Sefer, but it's clear that there is a basic distinction between the requirement of making Tel Sidayim legabe Kedush and Truma. There we have an Isa, not just a mitzvah. So Mele, even when you want to eat Peres Truma, you also have to wash your hands. Otherwise you'll be eating Trumot Meo, you're not allowed. But by Chum there is no Shlishi, there is no Isa. So Mele, Peres, you don't have to wash your hands altogether. But the Pas is special Takon. So it's a mitzvah. He doesn't mention it in Hilchas Ovos HaTumis, he mentions it in Hilchas Brochas. Like any other brachas. Now, there is a Gemara in Chum. Daf Kuvav Amud Aleph. So the Gemara says, Omar Ravide Barovin, Omar Ravide talk in the middle of the Omet, Kuvovim Dal. Omar Ravide Barovin, Omar Ravide talk Barashian, Nitirashadayim Lichum, Nismach Trum. So Roshnag Mori is like the Ravid Nismach Trum. Veid Mishum Mitzvah. My Mitzvah, Omar Rabaye, Mitzvah Lishmea Divichachom. So Tesis says, Vim Tema. So why does the mensch, the price mention? Wait, I mean, why does Rav Yitzchok mention? Wait, Mishum Mitzvah Lishmei Dei Chachamim. Vim Kein Mai Wait, V'yesh Lema D'Tikno Mishum Nikiyes. Mishum Nikiyes. And then the Gemara says, V'yis Kaddishtem V'yisem Deishim. So V'yis Kaddishtem Elumayim Rishenim. So Rishenim says it's not smacht, it's not with the reise. All right, smacht means it's not with the reise, it's with the rabbi. But why do we have to resort to a smacht? So Tesves and Rabbi Yehine say that there are two chiyuvim of Niklas Yain. By whom? One is because of smacht, that's an issue. Even though there is not shaykh to say shlishi in chum, but mishum smacht or the Chachomim asked to eat below Nitilas Yadayim as if it had been tamei, even though the meat is not tamei, as if it had been tamei. Because of its zeira mishum truma, so you have to consider it as if it had been tamei. But alibi d'emes, it's not tamei. And then there is a mitzvah that is nismach and the posik of yiskadishtem v'yisam deishim. And Tesis calls it V'yishlema v'tiknu mishum nikiyos. Now what does nikiyos mean? Nikiyos, clean. So you could use a detergent and soap without washing it and to be very clean. So nikiyos doesn't mean just clean. There shouldn't be physical filth. That's also included in nikiyos. V'araye, if the hands are filthy, so then it's me'akev because you die. Before you wash your hands to be allowed to eat, and if there is filth on the hands, you have to wash off the filth. And suppose you didn't wash off the filth, so Nitlas Yadayim is not Nitlas Yadayim. But Nikiyas means that your Yadayim have to be Nitulis and removed from all tume, removed from filth and from all tume. So filth you could remove just by using soap without pouring water from the hand. But to remove the tume of Yadayim, that midrabonon that affects every Yadayim, so you have to either pour a revis or a remnant of revis from Mekele, or to immerse your hands in a mikveh. Let's say if somebody is near a mikveh, he doesn't have a kele, all he can do is to immerse his hands in the mikveh and he can eat pas. But then the bracha would be not al nitilas yadayim but al tefilas yadayim. If somebody is on the beach, he wants to eat his sandwich, so he has no kele to pour his hand. So to pour water upon his hands, he can go to the shore and immerse his hands in the water, in the river, in the lake, or in the ocean, and then say, he can eat a sandwich. So in other words, Nikiyas means that it's a mitzvah to have your daim nitulis. That's what does nitulis mean? Hands, nitulis, that water was poured over it and that removed the tumi. So if he didn't remove the tumi, so then you have to wash over again. Suppose, you know, when you wash for a meal, you know, you have to be careful that before you wipe your hands when there's still water, drops of water on the hands, you shouldn't shake hands with anybody. Because you suppose you wash your hands at weddings, you know, it happens many times. And then they make you brocha, and the brocha is a brocha of atole. I see it at weddings many times now. I don't go to weddings so often, and even if I go, I don't stand there where they wash their hands. But before I had the strokes, I used to see people, they wash their hands, and then somebody go, oh, how are you? And before they wipe your hands, they shake hands, and then they make a bracha, and the bracha is a bracha of atole. because since Yodayim is Shnius L'Tumei, and even though according to the Rambam the Issar of Tumei doesn't apply to Chum, because in Chum we don't have a Shlishi L'Tumei, but Mishum Nikius the Chachomim or Misake, that the hands have to be clean. What does it mean, clean? Clean, so of course it means that they shouldn't have any filth, because if they have filth, so the Nitile is no Nitile, but it means that the Tumas Hayodayim has to be removed. How is it removed? By pouring water. So, but if the hands are still moist, and then another person who didn't wash hands yet shakes hands with you, so his hands come in contact with the drops of water on your hand, and the aloche by Tumei is that mashkin, if he sheinili Tumei touches the mashke, the mashke becomes a rish. So, if he sheinili Tumei touches an eichel, an orange, a pas, a piece of bread, it doesn't become a shlishi. But if he sheinili Tumei unwashed hands will touch water, then the water will become Erishni Tumei. So Mimele, the droplets of water and the hands so become Erishni Tumei. Then you can see a shanti of Sikhana Tosadayim, it's a Bochle Matole. Because Tosadayim means that they have to be toy. But here, the droplets became Erishni Tumei, and then they come in contact with the hand, so the hand becomes a shamely to me. So it's chesach. So you have the same problem. So how can you say Hashem says it's time? It's a bochel v'atole. And I used to see it at the type of wedding. And Orthodox Jews, and even very Orthodox women, noshim tzitkonies. So they would line up. I would see at weddings the noshim, the Orthodox women. So they would line up, you know, before the faucet were then tied, and they would put their rings in their mouths all ready to, you know, to wash their hands. Then one woman would wash her hands, then another woman would come over to me, oh, how are you? I haven't seen you for days. How are you? Shake hands, and the hands are moist. So mainly the droplets of water become tamei, they become addition, and then they contaminate the hands, so it's a shamely tamei. Then she makes a bochel. It's a bottle of atos. I used to see it at every wedding. And no one was mayor about it. I mean, other things, they are make such a fuss. And this was a bottle of atos. And I'm sure that it takes place today too. So when somebody washes his hands, he has to be very careful. Even if you wipe his hands, because sometimes you wipe your hands and still it's a little moist. Then somebody who didn't wash his hands shakes hands with you, so it's mitame the moist, the droplets of water, so that contaminates the hand again. So mimele, and if you say a bracha afterwards, so then it's a bracha latole. But if you shake hands after you say the bracha, you have to wash over again, but it's not a bracha latole, but it involves a problem. You have to wash your hands over again. Now the question arises, according to the Rambam, that there by whom there is no Isatumo. Isatume, it's only mitzvah mishmikiyas. So what do we care about the fact that somebody touches you? The answer is nikiyas doesn't mean just nikiyas. Physical cleanliness you could have by using soap without washing. Nikiyas means that it has to be clean. Clean, physically clean, not a filth, and also it should be devoid of tumas yadayim. Some melee, but if you touch somebody else's hand while your hand is moist, some melee, somebody else's hand is shamefully to me, it touches the droplets of water on your hand, so it becomes a rishin, and that contaminates the hand, and the hand becomes a shamey again. So you have to wash over again, because the yodayim are not your tools. And I think, you see, I saw some people that they are zoya, that if a person would try, if he just wash their hands, and even if they they already said a bracha. They said a bracha, but before they made the meitzi, they wouldn't shake hands.
All right, these are the Bnei Torah, along with it. They are making a mistake too.
Until they make a meitzi,
I saw it already. So we have on the table, you know, the procedure to have a meitzi,
to have small pieces of bread, a meitzi, on the table. On the table where you wash your hands, you have small pieces of bread. Why is it done? To accommodate the people in the Shalom, in case somebody comes over and shakes hands with them, not to embarrass them, so they can shake hands. First they make a meitzi and then they shake hands. But many times, even after we make the meitzi, their hands are not completely dry yet, because the towels are not dry towels, so it's still moist. If it's still moist, so even if they already made a meitzi, and then they shake hands, so it becomes the droplets that remain on the hands become a rishin, and they contaminate the hand, and then they keep on eating more and more pas. So they again eat the way so my will chacham be the counter. So the only way, if you wash your hands, so don't, as long as you are involved in eating, you shouldn't shake hands with someone unless your hands are perfectly dry and the other person's hands are perfectly dry. Because suppose your hands are perfectly dry, but the other person's hands are not perfectly dry, because there are some ashkin, either because there is water, and sometimes there is spittle on the hands, you know. Certain people, when they talk, they spit out spittle, you know. So certain people, you know, when you shake hands with them, there is a lot of spittle on the hands. So that's also mashke. And then, so the spittle comes in contact with your hand, some mele is mitame. Your hand, even though your hand is perfectly
dry,
but the spittle is not his tummy, because they didn't wash their hands. So again, you eat the lady to tonight. So it's not such a simple thing to shake hands in the midst of the meal. I wasn't born yesterday, I know. I saw many things. Many times as a result of shaking hands, immediately when you sit down at the table, so most of the time the hands are moist. And then who shakes hands, you know, usually those you're shaking on the table. So they just sit down and their hands are still moist. Then they shake hands with you. So they're mitam of your dime, and then you keep on eating, and you arrive here, and you arrive at the Yisr of the Lord. It's as simple as that. Nobody is Zoya in these things. People are Zoya in many, many things, but not in this. Okay. So it's not a simple matter. Anyway, so according to Tesis, and according to Rabbi Yehle, and according to the Ravid, there are two alochas in Yitlas Yedayim Lechum. One, a nisa of tumi. What kind of a nisa is there? After all, there is no shlishi lechum. But mishum tzrach tumi, so the chachomim asked, as if it had been tumi. Tzrach tumi, because of a gzeir of tumi. As if it had been tumi. But it's not tumi, but it's considered al pedin, as if it had been tumi. Mishum tzrach tumi. That's a nisa. And then there is a mitzvah. The Rambam doesn't mention inovis atumis, nitlas yedayim lechum, but only in regard to because in Hilchas Brachos, because in chum there is only mitzvah. So Rav, the Priskarov, says according to the Rambam there is only a mitzvah nitlas yedayim, but not a nisa.
The Gemara mentions
Schachtrum? Yeah, but Gemara mentions Schachtrum. So how can it? The answer is, when the Gemara says, Omar Avide Barobin, Omar Avitzok Barashi, Nitil Shetayim Lichum, Mitni Schachtrum. So the Gemara mentions Schachtrum, the answer is, the Rambam also mentions it. The Gabi Chum, the Gabi those who are Zoya to eat Chum al Taras HaKiddush. Bisman Abai, so there are many Jews who undertook to eat chum bitare. To them it was also, in other words, they had to be made in regard to chum as if it had been chum, as if it had been kedish. So in regard to these people, there was a shlishi too. So in regard
to. So when the Gemara, according to the Rambam, when Rabbi de Barobi, Noma Rabbi Soparashi, says, Nitlas Yudai, Nichum, Nisrach Trume, he is referenced not to Chum Mamish, but Bismona Bais, Chum Shenaso al Taras Akedish, or Chum Shenaso al Taras Trumo. And Bismona Bais, if the Jews undertook to eat Chum al Taras Trumo, so he had to be Zoya in everything as if it had been Trumo, so there is Rishi, if he undertook to be Echel Chum Bitaras Akedish, so he had to be Zoya in the Gabe Revi. So the Gabe, that kind of Chum, there is an Isra of Srach Trumo. But today, when there is no Chum al Taras HaKedish, al Taras HaTrumo, possible, because we are all Tumim anyway, so then there is no Isra. But the other is Shemin Achelet
HaNechon. They made a neder on themselves or something?
Yeah, in the Kabbalah on themselves, in neder.
Also, Srach Trumo can only be understood as an Isra?
An Isra.
It can't be understood as a mitzvah that because of Trumo that
you... No, sir, you see, the Gemara says, Ve'id Mishu Mitzvah Shmedi V'Chachom. So it's two separate things. Srach Trumo means an Isa. The same Isa as Ligabi Trumo. But by Trumo, where there is Mamesh Tume Ishlishi, so it applies to non Pastu. But by Chum, where there is no Ishlishi, but Pas, which is Srach Trumo, and Pas is something that everybody eats. So there is an Isa Trumo, even though there is no Trumo. But it's also a Sif it had been Trumo. Now, there is another Machlekes between the Rambam and the Raita. One machleket between the Rambam and the Raita is in the Satumis Pelches, where the Rambam says, Shlomo is the only Gozro, only till the Sudan is Daish Nishli to the Kedish, but Hakim Gozro are Trumo, but whom he doesn't mention. And then the Raita says, but Hakim Gozro Chachomi, al whom is he not Trumo? So the Rambam says, because according to the Rambam, there is no Isa by Chumo, only a mitzvah, a bit of a mitzvah. But then there is another machleket. The Rambam says, that's the Gemara in Chum. The Gemara in Chum says, Lot Odo Mesyodov Bimapo Bitrumo. Mipnei, we saw that Rambam, Mipnei Shekeya Min Zrizine. But Israel, he cannot use the Gemara. So the Rambam mentions that Ligabe Chum Shenasa or Taras HaKedish, or Taras HaTrumo. So then he's more Chumo than Ikeya. Ikeya in Trumo, so he's allowed to put on a glove and eat from it, because we don't have the chesesh, maybe the glove will fall off, or the napkin will fall off, and then he'll touch it, because they are careful. But in Israel, who is Zoya to eat chum b'taras ha-trumo, he is not allowed to eat chum b'taras ha-trumo, even al dimato, even by wearing a glove. Masha'in kei. By chum. So the Rambam says like this, Not Odom es Yodov Bimapo Veichil Ben Pas Oidovo Shetibule Bimashke Afal Pishel Not Al Yodov Afal Pishel Not Al Yodov. So in other words, once the Rambam Paskins Ligabe that you can eat chum also al dimap. You can eat chum also al dimap. Put on a glove and eat the loin klasibai. Eat the loin klasibai. Let's say sometimes a person is on a plane and he can't wash his hands. He can't. Let's say there is no cup, you know. And sometimes the cups are so small that he doesn't even have a share of these. He doesn't have a share of these. So according, so then, he has it, and he has to work. Once the eat pass, he can put a glove and eat the pass. Al dimap, according to the Rambam. Lot odom es yodov bimapo ve'echil ben pass oidovo shetibule bimashki afal pishol nol yodov. So the Raivet, the Loshna Raivet, the Loshna Gmoi is Lot odom Lot your odom bimapo, I mean the English word, lot can be, it's yodom bimapo veichil, shekeyan im zrizim. Implication being that Israel, who is not Zoris, has no etta to eat al yidei mapo. But
And that's how the Ravid understands the Gemara. So the Ravid says, the Ravid is massive against the Rambam. The Rambam says, Lot Odom es Yodov Bimato, Ve'eichel, Ve'eichel Ben Pas, Uydoroshet Ibuli Bimashke, Afal Pishon of Yod. Even Chumli can eat all the Mapo without washing his hands. He says, Loitiru Mapo Lichlichum Bulvat, but not Lichlichum. The answer is, according to the Rambam, when the Gemara says the tir mapal the tumu bavad because kinyan sleeps in him, so it's lafuke Yisrael who is echil chum al taras akedesh. So there he is not his own. Mashein kin chum mamish like today when there is no taras akedesh taras tumu because there we are not zero. We couldn't be zero, but we are tmeim. May mace him anyway, so then he can eat on the apple. But according to the Ravid, he's not allowed to eat all of the apple. So Rav Ovel says, now, then the Mechaber, so in other words, so there is a machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid, whether there is a heter to eat below Nitras Yadayim Paschum. According to the Rambam, there is a heter, and according to the Ravid, there is no heter. According to the Ravid, there is no heter. There is no heter. No heter. And the heter is only by Trumo, but Chum is more Chum. Why Trumo is Kal? Because Kianim is listening. But Chum, the Israeli, they're not listening. And even Kianim today is the same thing like Israel. It was only with Manabais when Kianim was only a bit harder and everything in the earth is royal. So then Kianim is listening. But today there's no difference between Kehanim and Yisraelim. Ligabichum, there is no heta to eat on the map. And according to the Rambam, there is heta. So that's the machlekin of the Rambam. Right? The Mechaber has his own shit, not like the Rambam and not like the Rambam. Kuf Samar Gimel. One second, please. Din mishein le mayim v'amachel acherim. Simen kuf shamagimu. Im ein mayim mitzuyin lifonov. Birochek yeise amabo milin. Ule achov lifonov birochek yeise amabo milin. Ule achov mil. Itl yoro. That's Gemara in Psochem Dach Memvov. So the Gemara says, in Tilas Yodayim, so lifonov dafke abo milin. Liachov, he has to walk a mil. A mil is a certain. So, a mil is a shield in space, not in time. In other words, we call Dalit mil in 72 minutes. Because a mil is 80 minutes. But essentially, mil is a shield in space, not in time. But if before the clocks were invented, so you had to mention time in terms of space. In other words, it takes 18 minutes to traverse a mil. It takes 72 minutes to traverse 4 mil. So 4 milin, a mil is a certain the size, a certain measure in space. So if somebody walks on a journey, and he wants to eat gas, but he doesn't have water, so how much does he have to walk in order to find water to be needless yodov? So it all depends. If the water that is available is ahead of him, so then he has to walk that way anyway. You know, he's walking, you know, from here to Skolki. And he's walking. He has to walk towards Skolki anyway. But like this, he would like to stop and eat pass. But within the 72 minutes, he'll reach a place where there is a faucet of water and the kele, and he'll be able to wash his hands. So he shouldn't eat without eating at Yodayim. Unless the Gemara doesn't even mention that he has reference to Yodayim. There are two shot in the Gemara. One pshat is legabi tefillah, not legabi nitras yadayim. But another pshat is legabi nitras yadayim. But let's say
that it has reference to Mitzvah Sadaim. So then he should, he's mechuyev to wait within the past until he walks, let's say, in the direction he's headed to. He's going to walk anyway. So he shouldn't eat past now and then let him walk, and then in 60 minutes, let's say, so reach a place of it, of your of mind. So then he'll wash his hands and he'll eat. He's not allowed to eat now without it as well. But suppose available water is back of him, so that'll be out of his way. He'll have to go back. So then, if he'll have to go back and walk more than 80 minutes, so that's a hardship situation, and he can eat below in Tlasidai. Or, according to the Pshat of Rishenim, that he doesn't have reference to Tlasidai in the Achille, but he has reference to Tlasidai in the Tfile. So in other words, he has to daven Mincha. But to Yayim Godel, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he can daven Mincha. So if, and he has to wash his hands, if the available water is, he'll find an hour from here, and he's going to walk that way anyway, but he would like to daven Mincha now. So then, he shouldn't daven Mincha now. He should walk there, because it's not out of his way. But if the available water is back of him, so then only if he has to walk back less than 80 minutes. But if he has to walk 20 minutes to find water, then he can daven without washing his hands. So the Mechaber in Simen Kuf Samagimu says, Imein mayim mitzuyim lifonov birochit yeser ma'abor milin uliachov mil. In other words, abor milin lifonov mil liachov is descriptive of the degree of the hardship situation. In other words, if one has to walk lifonov yeser ma'abor milin more than 72 minutes, it's a hardship situation. But liachov, if he has to walk more than 80 minutes, it's a hardship situation. Yitul yodov bimapo veichel pas oidovo shetibule bimashki. So the Mechaber says, the Mechaber paskins that when can you eat without Netilas Yadayim al bimapo? Only if it's coupled with a hardship situation of lifonov yesam abo milim and Leachov, Yesan Mil. But without, if it's not coupled with the hardship situation of Dalit Mil, 1 mil, so then you're not allowed to eat, not allowed to eat past Aldimab. That's the Pshat. What is it? 2 things. The Rambam doesn't mention a combination of 2 things. The Rambam mentions one can eat Chul Aldimab, period. And the Rav of Israel, Chulni cannot eat Aldimab, period. And then, why? Because we have Exeire. We have Exeire. Maybe the map will slip off, and then he'll touch it, and there is an Isa, because Mishum Schachtrum. And the Ravid says, no, one is allowed, and it doesn't have to be coupled with the hardship situation. The unavailability of water, or the inaccessibility to water within a distance of Dalet Milim, within a distance of Achov, of Inu, without any hardship situation. Al Dimapo you're allowed. So even if you can, according to the Rambam, in your own home, suppose you want to eat past, but the kitchen, you are lazy. You don't want to walk to the kitchen. Let's say somebody like myself. For me, every footstep is an effort, an extra effort. So according to the Rambam, I'm allowed to put on a glove and eat pas without it as well. According to the Ravid, I'm not allowed to eat Aldimapa, period. Even if there is a hardship situation of Dalet Milim. The Mechaber makes it sure. In other words, if there is a hardship situation of Lifonov Yesam Abomil, Liachov Yesam Mil, Al the mapo you're allowed, but without mapo you're not allowed. But if it's not coupled with the hardship situation, so even al the mapo you're not allowed. What's the pshat?
The pshat in the Raiva, do you understand? The pshat in the Rambam, do you understand? But the pshat in the Mechaber. What's the pshat? What is it? So Rav Elwood says as follows. The Mechaber holds, like most Rishonim, there are two reasons as to why we have to wash the hands. One is a misa, like truma, except by truma it's mamishtamei, and by chum it's not mamishtamei. But it's also a sieve it had been done. We have to consider it a sieve it had been done. So, in other words, it is similar to the misa of Yom HaMeloch and Yom Tevsheni. Now that we are king, we clear the earth. The dinyan is my own, it's not ours. So why? Because maybe it's Yom Tevsheni, but now it's no suffix. But so you have to consider it as if it had been suffix. So here too, it should be considered as if the past whom that I touched with my unwashed hands has been done. But it's not Tomei. But it's Mishum Tomei. It's a Nisar of Tomei. And then there is a Nisar. According to the Rambam, there is no Nisar. But there is just a Nisar. And if somebody eats the Lonitel Zidayim, he has an Avere. But it's the, what kind of an Avere? It's an Avere is Mivatel Mitzvah and the Rabban. It's not a Nisar. Like somebody who doesn't have Mincha. So what's the Avere? Is Mivatel Mitzvah and the Rabban? If somebody eats the Lonitel Zidayim, according to the Rambam, he has an Avere of Bittel Mitzvah and the Rabban, not Nisar and the Rabban. I think that the Shulchan Aruch paskens that the Neinen, the one who is lazy mutli fun of before the Kfura, so he's potter of all mitzvahs. So the Shulchan Aruch paskens that he doesn't bench, but he has to wash his hands, and he doesn't say bracha until Sidayim, because the Neinen is potter of mitzvahs, how can he say bracha? And he doesn't make a bracha, let's say, of a mitzvah in Haaretz, but he has to wash his hands. I think the reason as to why the Mechaber paskens that an Einan cannot eat Beloni Tlas Yadayim, because the Mechaber doesn't pasken like the Rambam, that by whom there is only a mitzvah. Mashenkin, according to the Rambam, an Einan can eat pas. We don't pasken like the Rambam, but according to the Rambam, I think an Einan would be allowed to eat pas without Tlas Yadayim, because there is no Isa. But the Mechaber paskens like other Rishim, that by Tlas Yadayim, the Chum, there are two halachas, one on Isa, an Einan is not Mutar Nisur, but he doesn't have to make a broche, a mitzvah menores, that's
part of all mitzvahs.
But he's potter of all mitzvahs, but he's not potter of Yisuri. Now, what's the pshat in the Mechaber? So Rav Elwood says as follows. According to Mechaber, there are two halachas in this time. One is a mitzvah. One is a mitzvah. And the other one is a misa. So Mele, the shita of the Mechaber is, the shita of the Mechaber is that insofar as the Isar of Tumi is concerned, so al dimapo there is no Isar. Al dimapo there is no Isar. But there is another mitzvah that to eat biyodayim nitulis, mishum nikiyus. So if he didn't wash his hands, it's not biyodayim nitulis. But if there is a hardship situation where water is not accessible, except if you walk more than Abomil, more than 72 minutes, and Leachov, more than 80 minutes, that's a hardship situation. So then you are potter of that mitzvah. You are potter of that mitzvah in the same way as the Rishonim who explain the Gemara in Psochim. The Gemara in Psochim, Ligabei Davnik. So what does it mean? If you have to walk Dalit Mil, more than a mil, so then you don't have to wash your hands before the davening. So you daven without washing your hands. So in other words, hardship situation is a heter. If it's difficult for you to wash, so it's a heter, you're not mechuyev in the mitzvah. So you're not mechuyev in the mitzvah of being mitzvah zedach. But if there is no hardship situation, so there is no, you don't have the option of eating on the mapo, putting on a glove. The mapo will dispose of the problem of the isa, but the mapo will not dispose of the problem of the mitzvah. Why is the Rambam? But then the question to the Rambam becomes more difficult. The Rambam Shita is that by whom there is no Yisrael altogether, there is only Mitzvah, and the Rambam is matter of the Mapo, even without it, even if it's not coupled with our situation. So Rambam says, according to the Rambam, al di mapo, so it's considered like Nitulis, because Teisves calls Nitulis Nikius. Even though Nikius doesn't mean physically clean, you can use 100 detergents if you don't pour water over the hand from Mikele, so it's not Nikius. Nikius means that the tumor was removed, but if the hand is covered, it's also called Nikius. It's considered like Nitulis. It's considered like Nitulis. Considered like Nitulis. It's considered like Nitulis. All right. So that is the Pshat. I mentioned that because it could be Nigeya in understanding the dream of Nitulis Adai. It's not Nigeya what Chavon says on this hand, not for this, but the Yisod of Nidei. Okay. So the Gemara says, Velo de Kamosha Chod Chod Yodei Vatnan Vatnan Mirvis Neitun Yodayin Liachva Funishnayim Velo de Kamosha Chod Chod Yodei Vatnan Neitun Yodei Achaz Bin Tile Vachaz Bishtif Yod of Teres. In other words, because you can eat pas or peris trumo either by pouring water upon the hands from a kele or by immersing it in a mikveh. There is a machlekes rishonim. Suppose you immerse your hands in a mikveh that is kuli shuvim. So some rishonim say, even though kuli shuv is a certain person, the comment of the rishonim is possible with the rice if it's kuli shuv. But the gabri is still sedayim, so tfile in kuli shuv is also kosher. And some rishonim say, no, it has to be immersed. Either you pour water from Mikele or you immerse your hands in a real Mikele that is natural. So the halacha is you can pour water on one hand, the right hand you pour water from Mikele, and the left hand you immerse in the lake. So it's okay. So, but if you do it that way, so it's not Vasachas. So you see that you don't have to pour water on both hands at the same time. If the halacha had been that you have to pour water on both hands at the same time, then every person would have to ask another person to pour water on his hands, because it's possible that one person, at least I certainly couldn't do it, I don't know, to pour water by himself on both hands at the same time. This is difficult. One has to be somewhat of an acrobat to be able to pour water by himself on both ends at the same time. I suppose it could be done, you know, to hold it, you know, the tip of the fingers and then throw the cup of water. So in other words, then now there is 2 days Shechnoch. There's a machlekes Hashem. How much? Over what portion of the hand do you have to pour water? So one Shechnoch of Hashem means there's a sheet of the oath, you have to pour water up to the Zreya. And one sheet is you have to pour water up to here. These 2 days are mentioned Shechnoch. There is a third sheet that the Machaber doesn't mention, that you only have to pour water up to here. You see? You only have to pour water up to here. So there are 3 days. One is up to here, one up to here, and the Shittes Aroch is up to here. We are Machmir, like the Shittes Aroch, to pour water up to here. But whatever portion of the hand requires Nitile, so suppose you don't pour water, let's say according to Aroch, that you have to pour water. You have to pour water up to here. So the Shail is, the Moshe Pauke Pauke Didei. So in other words, the Shail of Yulf is, suppose first we pour water up to here, and then we pour water from here to here.
Yeah.
So is that a bay? Well, the commercial power, the power today. Vamad Rabiana, your diamond terrace like a tree. That's not good. In other words, you have to pour water over the whole hand. Whatever has to be subjected to material. If it's up to here, so water on the whole hand has to pour at one time. And if it's up to here, so up to here it has to be poured at one time. Now there are two shurim. Mashketifeach means they are droplets of water, it's moist, but there isn't enough moisture to moisten some other part of them. Tefeach latfeach means there is so much water on the hands that you could touch that water and moisten your other hand. That's tefeach latfeach. Tefeach means it's moist, but you couldn't take a hold of enough water to moisten the other hand. That's tefeach, but not tefeach latfeach. Tefeach latfeach means that it is so moist that not only is this hand moist, you could grab a hold of a few droplets and moisten the other hand too. That's tefeach latfeach. That's much more than tefeach. So the Gemara says, lo yitzricha diish kemash kedefeach. That in other words, suppose he poured water up to here. And then he pours water from here to here. But when he pours water from here to here, so there is mashke tefeach remaining here, but not tefeach latfeach. So the Gemara says, it still shouldn't be good. V'atman hanitzek v'katafres u'mashke tefeach enechiber loyli tumev loyli tam. So what it means, nitzek means, Rashi says, hanitzek kiruach hakatafres har mishupe shemadrine mechudad harbe enechiber litume. Nitzek means when you pour, let's say, from one bottle into the other. Let's say, suppose you have one chavis of water and then you have a spout and you immerse a spout in one chavis and that spout is bent and it's emptied out into another chavis. If we say nitzuk is chivo,
siphon.
So if we say that nitzuk is chivo, so then the halacha is so to be, it can have a bearing given in questions of stargain of yainess. Now if an akum touches wine, so then it becomes osa. Not just touching would not become osa, but if he moves it, he shakes it. So suppose there is two chovies of yain, and there is a siphon or a bent siphon that is immersed in one chovies and in the second chovies. And then here is the upper chovies and here is the lower chovies, and there is a siphon that leads from the upper chovies into the lower chovies. And then an akum will touch the wine in the lower chovies. If we were to assume that nitzuk is a chibur, so then all the wine in the upper chovies will become osa. Because when, suppose you have a big chovies with 100 gallons of wine in it, and then an akum just shakes the top of the wine, so all the wine becomes osa. Because there is chibur, there is continuity. It's one wine, the drops of wine on top of the chovies are mechuber to the drops of wine at the bottom of the chovies. Now, so even if the wines are two separate chovies, but if nitzik is a chibur, and then the akum will touch the wine at the bottom of the lower chovies, it would asser the wine in the upper chovies. If nitzik is a chibur. So the halacha is nitzik is not a chibur. Katafres means imadre. It's slant, you know. So it's no chibur. Hanitzuk kiluach, when you pour wine, let's say, v'akatafres har mishupo shemadreini nechudet harbe. So from this Rashi we see that only if it's a substantial slant, then it's katafres. But a slight slant is chibur. Only a big slant, you know. Sometimes you go up, you know, on a very steepy mountain. So that's not chibur. But you know, on the ordinary ground, you also find bumps, you know, a little higher, a little lower. That's a very minimal slant.
A meaningless slant is not katafras. Only a substantial slant. That's what Rashi says. Ha mishupe shemadreine nechudet harbi. E nechibo litume kin hamare miklitoi al klitome. Suppose is one kele istoya and one kele istome. So you amare from this klitoi into this klitome. So if nitzik would be a chibo, so then the klitoi would become tome, because it would be considered as because as if he touched the klitome, but nitzik is not chibo, so it's not tome. Nitzik akuliach mechaber mashke shnei achkel. Eine chibo itame mashke nalein. V'china katafres imeviri deradaf hanisun mimadrin v'amad וחתכתינים מחוברים לתומה אין אליהם מפני. In other words, suppose you have water that is poured over a slant, and then the תחתינים are in contact with the איכלים that are in contact with תומה. And then the Yenim, even though there is continuity of flow between the Yenim and Tachtenim, but still it's not a middle level ground, it's on a Kantafres, so the Yenim don't become Tame. In other words, if it's a middle level ground, suppose you have here Mashkin Tmei, Mayim Tmei. Mayim Tmei. And then you have Mayim Tmei, and then there is a stream of water that flows from this mashke to that mashke. So this here, the four mashke toya, will become tome. Because there is chibur. Because they are beishberet, an even level ground. But if it's in the form of a katafres, the mountain, let's say, and here you have mashke tehen, here you have mashke tmein, and then you have a stream of water, you know, that is mechaber, that connects the two mashke. So then the heretofore mashkin tehen on top of the mountain will not become tome. Because if it's beish beren, then by means of the continuity of water between this eichel and that eichel, or between this mashke and that mashke, it will become tome. But if it's in the form of Islamic katafres, so there couldn't be any continuity between something that is on an upper level and something that is on a lower level. So in a chibur litumik and amar miklitoy miklitomik v'nitzet akaluach mechaba mashki shnei akelim in a chibur litami mashki nalienim v'china katafra simeviri deradaf hanisun mimatrin v'atachtin mechuburon litume in a lienim tmeim v'china moisa arevo etchwo ארוחו ובשני ראשי המשקים אחד תומי ואחד תויר ומשקי תפח מחבר. Suppose you have a big kele itchwo. Here you have a big kele. And then at one end and you have תויר דיקה משקי. And at the other end you have תומי דיקה משקי. And in the middle you have just moisture. Not תפח לתפח, but just not enough moisture to moisten some other spot. But just dampness. So then it doesn't become tummy. Because just dampness is not good. But if the dampness is so substantial that you could moisten some other spot, then it is a good. So the chin was a little bit of a rush of mask and a ton of a toy or mask and a cabon and a little tummy. Hatel, the chin literally in mikvois, shnei mikvois in the Achon and Abdon so. ונצג בקטפרס ומש כתפייר מחבר אני נחיבו אין מקווה תביקשיר הסתב ממסו. Suppose you have here from the upper level you have 20 so and the lower level you have 20 so and there is מש כתפייר between the upper level 20 so מקווה and the lower level 20 so מקווה, so they do not become one מקווה. That's what it says. So ממילא, so how can you have an abaye? Suppose he poured water up to here and it remained moist, but not enough moisture to moisten the other hand, and then he poured water on the other half of the hand. At the time when he poured water on the other half of the hand, hand, so this half of the hand was moist, but not moist enough. So how could it be good metile? Because in order to remove the tumor from the iodine, then the water has to be mitayer both parts of the hand at the same time. They do not have to be mitayer both hands at the same time, but the same hand, they have to be mitayer at the same time. But here he poured, now suppose he would pour water over this half of the hand, and then he would wipe it, make it completely dry. Then he would pour water over this half of the hand. Certainly it would be good, because then he would be mitayer one half of the hand first, and the other half of the hand later. That's not good. So
no good.
It's no good. It has to be mitayer at the same time. So maybe even if the first half of the hand remains moist, but not moist enough to moisten the other hand with it, so that means it's to be considered as if it's dry. So then it's to be considered if it's not moist enough to moisten another spot, so then it's considered dry. So that means you poured water over this half of the hand, you dried it, then you pour water over the upper portion of the hand. It's not good. You have to eliminate, you have to be entire the tumor of the whole hand at the same time. You don't have to be entire the tumor of both hands at the same time. But on the same hand, you have to retire every part of it at the same time. And since the time when you pour on the upper half of the hand, so this is only slightly moist. It doesn't have to be a fiach, so it's to be considered as if it had been dry. So you have to retire at the same time. Let's say, this half of the hand yamitaya a minute before 12, and the other half of the hand yamitaya 12. It's not the same time, because tefeach is not a chibur.
And if it's tefeach latfiach?
Oh, one second. Lo yitzricha dike tefeach latfiach. The shaila of Ilfe is, as reference to the case, where you hold enough water over this half of the hand, and there is enough droplets, even to moisten the other hand. So, and then, while there was tefeach latfiach water remaining on this head, he poured water on this head. So then, on the contrary, so then it should be good. Lo yitzricha dike tefeach latfiach, honam etlion. That's also mufurash. Tefeach latfiachivu, there is a price that says tefeach latfiachivu. So the Gemara says, no, it's no right. The Abaye of Yilfe has reference to the case where he poured water over this half of the hand, and while it remained moist, substantially moist, enough droplets to moisten the other half, to moisten another hand, so he poured water over the other half of the hand. While the water, there was substantial water remaining on the first half of the hand, so it's not by, maybe it's not good. But you say there's a price that says Beferesh that the Tfeach Latfeach is Chibur. Maybe that price has reference to Mikvois, not until Shabbayim. And I'll leave it with Rabbi Yudesh.
A Mishnah, not a price.
Yeah, right, the Mishnah, yeah. No, Tfeach Latfeach Chibur is a price. No, Tfeach Latfeach Chibur is a price. The Mikvah Sheyi Ba'Avoyim So is a Mishnah. So maybe that price has reference to the case of the Mishnah, where Rabbi Yudesh says that we say the Dachis. In other words, So there is a machleket between Tanakam and Rabbi Yudeh. In order to be toyer, you have to be tevil in the mikveh that has aboim sol. Suppose the mikveh has exactly aboim sol as mitzvahs. And then Ruvain immersed himself and came out. And then Shimon went in. So Tanakam says, Shimon's tefillah is no tefillah, because it's unavoidable. When Ruvain goes out, so he carries
the water with him.
Some male sins. At the very outset, he said exactly Aboim So, not Aboim So plus. So now, after he walked out, so then, after Ruvain walked out from the Mikveh, so it has Aboim So minus. So Mele Shimon cannot be tabled. Even at the time when Shimon immerses in the Mikveh, so Ruvain happens to sit on the steps of the Mikveh, and Raglov is negis b'mayim. So in other words, the drops of water from the body are dripping down the mikve. Because then came is really come the din of gudachas. True that if we combine the water and the mikve, the water that the mikve has, let's say, 39 saw plus 9/10 of his soul in the mikve. But 1/10 of one saw is on the body of Ruvain. But so Rabbi says, if Ruvain stands with his feet in the mikve, but he already stood up, some male the tefillah by Ruvain, by Shimon is a good tefillah. Because we say like this, the mikve itself at the bottom has 39 saw plus 9/10 of his soul. Whereas the other 10th of his soul, that's on the body of Ruvain. But Ruvain is standing. And the drops, the 1/10 of his soul of droplets of water constantly keeps on running down. Even though he didn't run down as yet, but we say Gudachas, what has a tendency to go down is considered as if it had dripped down already. So Mele, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the 1/10 of his soul that is that on the body, while Ruvain stands in the mikveh, is considered as if it had been in the karka, of the mikveh. So then the mikveh in effect has 40 souls. So it's kosher. But the Rabbanon Achilik and Mudachas. So Dilme, so maybe Tefiach Latfiach is no chibur. But you say there is a price that says Tefiach Latfiach is a chibur. Maybe that price has reference to the case of Mikvois and La Libid Rabbiude. So then, only if there is continuity of Tefiach, even according to Rabbiude, when will the Tefillah by Shimon be good Tefillah? If the continuity, the moisture, the droplets on the body of Ruvain as he stands in the mikveh is not just the feyach, but it is so damp that he could moisten somebody else with it. So then it's a chibur, mimele is considered that as if there is 40 saw in the bottom of the mikveh. So Rabbi Yehuda Eimer did not deal with for each Rabbi Yehuda, did not mikveh sheish ba'abrim samach vonis yodu shnayim vitavu bazach hazeh ergishim toyo v'asheni tomei. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer mo yirag usru shnegi v'mayim av asheni toyo v'alatsi l'rashi tefiach latfiah sheish mashka harbe shim tofa be yoch latfiah mokmach chibu litumu l'tare v'ksaru taitoch do adin l'intile de choshik mandal v'adode. So the Gemara says maybe that price does not apply to Mitzvah Zidai. But the Gemara says Dilma. Still, the Rambam Paskins, since the Gemara says Dilma, and Mitzvah Zidai is only with the Rabbanon, so he Paskins liquid. So in the Rambam Paskins, if somebody would pour water on this happened, and it would remain moist enough of the Tefiach Latfiach, then would pour water on the other part of the end, so it's a good material. Even though the Gemara is Deichet, but the Gemara, but it's an abide leave shetem, it's in the Rabbonon, so mele, he paskens likol. Linie mikvois, dilmo is donchim in mikvois, kom hafe rabiudi im shum gedachis, umil in etile mi boin, av in etile ki tikunu lechatzoin eloi, vein raya schibo mikvois chaya likan, dan alav mishum chibo mbo elom, chavonit lepochas al yeiseya, hashen itomi, shechosach amikv al deorishin, negil mayim lishnas tila sheni, hafe sheni toya, tichmeran dem chabre mayim shalarishal meamikv, vedome, okay, now, we leave it here, now, tomorrow you have college classes. Which days are no good for you?
Mondays and Wednesdays.
Okay, so tomorrow is not a good day. Okay. Thursday is a good day.
Thursday.
But if you want to understand the Gemara and you want to understand the tasteless, as at least I couldn't go over the tasteless without applying the Reb Chaim on each of the katafas. There are two Reb Chaims that are very important. And these two Reb Chaims shed light on all of Hilchos Mikvos. One Reb Chaim is in Tumas Ochlin, Per Zayin Alohei, Hanitzik in Echid. And the other Reb Chaim is in Kvois, פרק ווב על אוכל דלת, על הכיח ליגור. אוקיי.
What's the other of time?
פרק ווב על אוכל אי, ניקרויס, על הכיח ליגור.
What's the reason why Tofeach al Menas Latfeach on when it's, let's say, on this part of the hand, it's Tofeach al Menas Latfeach. So then we say that he can do another Netil on the other half, and then it'll be a Netil.
Yeah, yeah.
It's okay. Because it's considered at the same time?
That's one of the alternatives in the Bible, but I'm a pastor.
Like Lekula?
Yeah, Lekula. Because it's considered as if you remove the first line means he has to remove the Tumeh from the Yadayim Ashmizitum. So he has to pour water, thereby removing the tumor. But he has to remove the tumor at the same time of the
one.
So if he feels the feach latfia, then it's considered to be bevasach.
Oh, so it's considered bevasach?
It's considered bevasach.
As if this is right now.
But Chaim explains it because the shiur of the feach latfia is essentially the shiur of mashi. Not the people, mashi. In other words, the gabi tumas mashi. So if Mashke touches the sheretz, it becomes the meat. Suppose there is a new droplet of water that is so slightly moist, he couldn't
pick it up.
Something else, couldn't pick it up. So if that touches the sheretz, it's strong. It doesn't become the meat. It doesn't touch the Mashke. But if it's the feach latfiach, then it has a chalisha. Then it sustains the Mashke. In the melee, if there is the feach latfiach water on this part of them, at the time you pour water on the other part of them, so melee is considered as the mashki of the first part of the hand was entire at the same time as the mashki of the second hand.
Is it the mashki right now is mitayer? Is it mitayer right now constantly? That.
Because there is still mashki left on the first part of it.
So he doesn't even have to pour on the second half of the hand.
What?
He doesn't have to pour water on the second half of the hand.
No, it will not run down by itself. If it will run down by itself, fine. He could grab a hold of the droplets and moisten the other part of the hand. But by itself it will not happen. So maybe he pours again water from the cocktails. But seems at the time when he pours on the other half of the hand, so it's so moist that of the feach latfiach, so it's considered that both parts of the hand had been washed at the same time.